Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Tony, good morning. How are you doing today?
You lucky dog. You got some breaking news for us regarding Jeffrey Figer.
Yeah, well, you know, surprise, surprise. We were there. In fact, we were there to talk about the governor's race, which we'll get to in a second. He's part of the show with Denise Village and Frankie Dersel, who's down in Detroit as well, to talk about that. And about halfway through, I started asking him about political. Is he done with politics or talk of running for office? He said, no, I am running for mayor, to which I was sort of taken aback. Everybody gasped, and Figer does what he does best. He just kind of shocks people.
And after that question, I'm curious, what was your next question?
Jeffrey, are you serious? It's the race is not open. I mean, it's a 2013 race. Dave Bing just took over, though it seems like he's been there for many years. He officially took over in January with the four-year term. The other elections that took place were all about filling in for Kwame as he went to jail and had his woes. So, but he is serious. He said, I'm not forming an exploratory committee. I'm decided I'm doing it. He said it's the same thing he did when he originally was going to run for governor. But he's talking about the woes of the city. Actually, the governor's race plays in. He said the reason why he ultimately decided to run for mayor was because it was going to be Governor Snyder or Governor Bonero, and he sees either one of them as putting Detroit and the centerpiece of what they're going to be doing. And with Detroit really getting some help and assistance from Lansing, he said that's the right stuff. That's all he needs to get going to become mayor. So he's planning to do it, according to Jeffrey Figer.
And, Carol, as we know, he's a very calculating, smart guy. I'm sure he'll use this time to get monies together, to get support, and to really put feelers out there and see if this is really doable.
You know, here's the thing. He is sort of a maverick in the way that Rick Snyder has been a maverick. He doesn't necessarily need the party. Recall when he ran for governor and had the Democratic nomination, he did it on his own. He has a lot of support in the community. In fact, interesting enough, we talked about the fact that there has not been a white mayor in Detroit since Roman Gribbs, I've had my coffee yet, Tony, in 1970-74. He was the last white mayor. So we talked about on the show, could a white person be elected? And Frankie Dersel, who is an African-American person, said yes. She has been saying for years that he is the one white person that could get elected. So she does TV and radio and other stuff in Detroit, been around for a while, and her take was, yeah, he transcends racial lines, that they would support him. However, I also wrote in the Free Press today, I have an article about what Jeffrey said, and I notice I've got a number of comments, more negative as you usually get with these things, in response to the story and then talk of that. But he also had a lot of interesting things to say about the governor's race. Keep in mind, he talked about thinking about running for governor, but opted against it, saying he did not think a Democrat could win.
Well, we had him on this show, and he said the exact same thing. Well, yeah. That means Michigan Matters is going to be a real nice and juicy kind of show, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Well, we talk about Detroit, but we also talk about his thoughts on Snyder. He has, in fact, his official outline of all Rick Snyder needs to do to just make this a slam dunk. He said, normally, between primary and Labor Day, you don't have the parties, the candidates doing very much. It's kind of a lull. He said, all Rick Snyder needs to do is take all the money he can find, his own money, of course, and buy up as much commercial airtime as he can, get his message out there, pummel the airwaves. And he said, Bernero, who's going to have a big challenge getting money because the Democratic machine spent tons, or the union spent tons getting him over the top in the primary, he said he won't be able to rebound from that. He said the smart thing to do is not sit back like people usually do, but just hit it big time now, and that Snyder would have this wrapped up by Labor Day.
And if folks want to read Carol King's column in today's paper, all you need to do is go to freep.com. And I wonder if folks want information about Michigan Matters.
Michigan Matters airs at 11 o'clock on Saturday on CBS Detroit. You can watch it online at cbsdetroit.com. Go to the video player, and then it has Michigan Matters icon.
All right, Carol, have a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Tony. Take care.